WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. No more tuna fish sandwiches for unpaid lunch bills at Cherry Hill schools, unless that's what the kids want. The school board has made some significant changes to its policies, but still some concerns that it punishes students for a situation that could be out of their control. Patrick Lavery joins us live with the latest this morning. Patrick?
And Eric, parents and students are still not totally happy with this solution, even though it now has the unanimous backing of the board. You know, previously, anyone with a lunch debt of more than $10 would be offered a tuna sandwich. Now they'll be able to choose a hot lunch from a meal of the day menu, but no a la carte items. More controversial is a ban from extracurriculars, prom, or buying a yearbook if overdue fees go over $75. Under the previous guidelines, the withholding of meals entirely once the debt exceeded $20 was something district officials say was never enforced, though actually required by state law. Eric?
All right, Patrick. Thank you. Investigators have released a sketch of a man they want to talk to about the disappearance of a 5-year-old girl from a South Jersey park. They are stressing the man is not a suspect or even a person of interest, only a potential witness. Described as Hispanic and slender, about 5'7", wearing a white T-shirt and a baseball cap, it's believed the man was in the park with two small children the same day Dulce Alves went missing. Whether it's a further sign of voter apathy or just resignation to the way things are in New Jersey, there appears to be very little anger over Governor Murphy's strong hint there are more tax hikes coming. 2 weeks after Murphy's appearance at a South Jersey business forum, 3 weeks before the assembly elections, Republicans still trying to capitalize on a statement the governor made about how single-issue voters who care about taxes probably wouldn't pick New Jersey.
It wasn't the first time Murphy made the remark or one like it, and saying New Jersey ranks low in business climate surveys because they're based primarily on taxes and the cost of doing business, and that he doesn't begrudge that.
If you're a one-issue voter and tax rate is your issue, either a family or a business, if that's the only basis upon which you're going to make a decision, we're probably not your state.
Assembly Minority Leader John Bramnick says that's absolutely outrageous.
It appears that Governor Murphy is now doing ads for Pennsylvania and Florida.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
In September, gamblers in New Jersey broke the state's monthly sports betting record.
Gamblers wagered $445 million on sports, challenging Nevada for the top-producing state in the industry. The state's Division of Gaming Enforcement reported casinos and racetracks statewide made nearly $38 million on those September bets. The gambling total was boosted by the return of the NFL and college football, which always generates heavy betting action. Internet gambling in Jersey also saw a record-setting month in September with a 4.1% increase to just over $283 million. Those bets generated over $41 million in casino revenue. Chad Robison, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Taco Bell is recalling some of its taco meat. It could be contaminated with bits of metal. The seasoned beef products shipped to restaurants nationwide. Federal food safety inspectors made a discovery after a handful of consumer complaints. Pier 1 is the latest retailer to announce store closings, 70 nationwide, more likely coming. Not clear how many of those will be in New Jersey. They joined Forever 21, Bed Bath & Beyond closing stores nationwide and in New Jersey. Lord & Taylor announcing they're closing their store at the Woodbridge Center Mall. Liquidation sales already underway.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.